Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Atari Militia, nothing about race. They say if the government keeps cracking down on us, we'll have to physically fight back. They get arrested. Federal judges ordered them released. The feds haven't done it. Meanwhile, literally hundreds of videos of rallies everywhere talking about killing the gringo. The gringo's the devil. The average gringo's watching baseball and football like everybody else and doesn't know they're having a hole in the ground, I will assure you. But what this is going to do is this is going to make gringos start not trusting Hispanics and Hispanics not like gringos. Can't we see what's happening? Grace, Rand, others. Grace, I'm going to try to shut up for a moment. Make your point from Texas. Go ahead.
Yes. We are living the American dream. We've become, my husband and I, part of the upper middle class. This is what the administration doesn't want. Now, that's why they're opening the borders and inciting this kind of fever, because the Hispanics that are living the American dream, who are Navy commanders, who are part of administrations and ISDs, who are teachers now, and we're conservative Republicans, we're the ones they don't like because we want to be just called Americans.
Well, in fact, the radical Reconquistas have a word for it. It means rotten fruit in Spanish. And, I mean, do you ever feel pressure to, like, be part of this whole Raza thing? Because that's what this looks like to me.
Yes. Down in the valley in Texas, they're all Democrats. And our own family says the only reason you're Republican is because you have money in the bank. And our own daughter is now joining that left-wing radicals in Oakland and San Francisco, and she's joined against us. And we'll never live in Texas because she says we're just a bunch of gun-toting conservative Republicans.
Well, since when is it bad to own a gun to protect yourself? That's a basic freedom.
Okay, but if you incite riots and if you incite violence among the Hispanics against the gringos, then the government's going to take away those guns.
I agree, and no, that's a great point. And that's exactly what Hispanics are calling me and warning me about, and that's how I even learned about this many years ago. Grace, God bless you. It is booming my heart to know that, I mean, I've always told myself, oh, it's maybe 5% of Hispanics that have this view. But now the media is trying to mainstream it to where if you're Hispanic, you've got to have these views. And I'm telling you, it's going to make the gringos who don't think like this start getting paranoid and start becoming racist towards you. And we do not need that. That's why the Hispanic members of Rodriguez's crew called me. They're smart. they said, man, this is – because they saw non-disclosure agreements, they can't tell me. They just said, look, it's worse than even the trailer. Let's talk to Rand in Texas. Rand, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how's it going today?
Not good.
Well, the reason I'm calling is because I'm really mad about what I'm hearing out there. Growing up, I'm really from South Texas, but growing up, I've had to deal with the word you were using earlier that you couldn't pronounce called porcho.
That porcho, that's it.
Tejano is basically considered a gringo. They say, basically, I'm as white as you, which I got no problem with that, but all I'm saying is that I'm come from four generations of Texans, not Mexican. And we're basically getting stereotyped and combined with the Mexicans, which I don't agree with. And there's all this racial tension. Alex, all I want to do is basically challenge all the Tejanos out there to stand up for their Bill of Rights and the American freedom.
Well, God bless you. We're going to go to break in a moment. I want you to come back briefly and talk about the type of persecution you went through, because I've been doing deep research on this for many years. And, you know, the porcho, and, I mean, rotten fruit, the way porchos get stabbed and killed. I want to find out if that's accurate from what you've seen. And why would somebody not want to choose America and the Bill of Rights and private property and guns over living like they do in Mexico under a corrupt state? I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I mean, I frankly wouldn't care if there were 30 million illegals if they'd be pro-Second Amendment, but no, they're not, so you know, stay there.
Dog chewed your... Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're talking to an American who happens to be Hispanic, ran from Texas. In fact, I wanted to refresh my memory today, so I did about 30 minutes of research. Jose Antonio Navarro, known as the father of the first Texas Constitution, Hispanic. More than 30 of the people that died at the Alamo, Hispanic. What the media is doing is robbing Hispanic Americans of their heritage. And again, when I was in public school, America's bad, Texas is bad, all these lies, all these distortions. And, of course, there's racist white people and bad stuff that they've done. I stand against them. The point is, Mexico has tripled the resources of the United States, conservatively. Oil, gold, timber, the land, the fertile soil. They have more billionaires than the U.S. does, but the poorest population. And what you've got is this Mexican elite teamed up with the globalists that love to use racial division because they don't want 30-plus million illegals that come here to learn about the Second Amendment and private property. That's why the big universities are teaching them communism. And I played a clip last hour of a Hispanic teacher in California with his students up there saying, whites are devils, we're going to get them, we're communists, we're taking over. But he tells the truth. He says, whites don't dislike us because we're brown. They dislike us because we're communists. Well, why would you want to be a communist? I love the fictional character Tony Montana. He doesn't like communism or slavery. But Rand brought up the term, yeah, it's porcho or rotten fruit or the Hispanic Uncle Tom. How are you an Uncle Tom if you want to own your own property and not have an El Jefe shaking your family down for money? Or because you own a firearm, which you can't do in Mexico. This is so elementary. Again, the new film Machete coming out, Robert Rodriguez says the border didn't, you know, we didn't cross the border, it crossed us. They cut to all these white actors, Robert De Niro, Don Johnson saying racist things about Mexicans. Again, false flagging white people. And then it shows Mexicans with machetes killing the gringos and killing the border patrol. I mean, this is revolutionary, and this mirrors the real stuff, the firebombings in Santa Cruz, the murders, the white ranchers being killed in South Texas and Arizona. I mean, this is real. And so what they're doing is trying to radicalize Hispanic Americans, and maybe it is for a long-term plan because they don't want to have more Hispanics in America. Maybe it's meant to shut it down later. I don't know. This is very sophisticated. But when Robert Rodriguez's people contacted me, people inside his organization saying, we're really worried about this film, it's going to be a backlash against Hispanics. Well, I mean, you can tell why, because it dovetails with all of this racist garbage that's being spewed out here. Rand, our stations just joined us. Some stations don't carry that first five-minute segment. Recap what you went through as a Hispanic American who saw himself as an American, because the last lady was saying the same thing for her. She sees herself as a pro-property rights, Second Amendment Hispanic American, and so her own daughter is coming against her saying, you got to join the Raza. Go ahead, sir.
Wow, Alex, I just want to state again, you know, growing up in South Texas, actually North Central Texas, I went through that persecution. Basically, Mexican people asked me, well, what part of Mexico are you from? When I said, well, I'm an American, they basically took that as an insult and called me a pocho, And Porcho, I said, what is a Porcho? They said, well, a Porcho is basically a white boy. I guess, well, if that's the title you give me, I guess that's what it is, just because I am American. I don't have any roots in Mexico. I have nothing against the Mexican people. I have nothing against Mexican people being here legally, paying their taxes just like I do. What we need to realize out there, folks, is that we need to stand together as Hispanos or Tejanos and all over the nation, as Hispanic Americans, stand up together and fight the globalists and what's really going on.
What did you think of me playing that clip of that? Because I can play countless clips of them saying, we're going to have communism, we're going to get the gringos, we're going to kick them out, they're scum. I mean, that is going to take white people, believe me, who on average, I'd say 95% are not racist towards Hispanics, that's going to make them start, I mean, that's going to really be a backlash.
I agree with you 100%. It's already happening out there, and people need to realize this and see through the lies and what's going on. And Hispanics should come together again, like I say, and educate those Mexicanos or people that are out there that don't know.
Listen, I would vote for Hispanic Americans all day long, just like I did Deborah Medina. If they're pro-Second Amendment and sovereignty, all I've got is my republic. All I've got is those rights that are so special that nobody else has got. Does that mean America's perfect? No, because we're violating that. But, I mean, to hear them saying communism is good, to hear them saying this, and it's just – it is so evil. Rand, I appreciate your call. God bless you. It buoys my heart to hear you saying this. That's why we're only taking calls from Hispanics to get their view. I mean, if you agree with what these folks are saying – I'm telling you, though, the illegitimate government is behind this. Texican in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Last time I saw you was in at End of Fed here in Dallas, and I really wanted to go say hi to you, but there's so many people around you. But anyway, my opinion is, you know, I'm from here. I was, you know, born in South Texas, raised in Corpus Christi, and you know, gringos we all got along with each other. I don't see how, I guess it was the illegals because they're kind of separated. They don't live in the same middle-class neighborhoods as the rest of us.
Exactly. No, they want us all fighting with each other. I mean, think of the illegal aliens at that San Francisco school who kicked out Hispanics. It was Hispanics wearing American flags. Those Hispanics want to be Americans, and the Mexicans are up here intimidating them.
Absolutely. In fact, when I was a kid, I was telling a story about that the other day at the bar while I was talking to some people about this very same subject. And I had a shirt that my mom put an American flag on it. And I remember, you know, Mrs. Welsh, you know, explaining to me the colors of the flag and what they represented. And, you know, my dad was a World War II Korean War guy. Three Purple Hearts, Silver Star, and Bronze Star, clearly decorated. You know, my son is an Air Force officer currently serving. You know, he's against the war. He's pro Ron Paul. You know, somos Tejanos. We love our culture. We love our music. We love our food, you know.
But well, I love your culture, too. That's what's so sickening about this. I wish Mexico was free. I mean, I might retire down there.
Well, they should have just taken it when they had the chance. You know, we paid them for the Southwest. I mean, Texas, we outright fought them for it. I mean, that's how long my family's been here on both sides, just like the caller before me.
I looked the number up. I was having an argument with my dad this morning, and he said, no, half of the people in the war for Texas were Hispanic. And I said, I thought it was a third. I went and looked it up. At least a half were Hispanic. They don't teach that. They don't want people to feel like they belong here.
Well, San Antonio Navarro was one of the founders of the Constitution. When I found that out when I was living in San Antonio. And then I found out, you know, well, then we had De Zavala was our vice president, right?
Yes.
So we had Houston. So we got along, okay? And you can ask my mother, she's from Orange City down in the country, and she's not with us anymore. But back in the old days, she said, hey, all the gringos spoke Spanish. Everybody got along.
You know, everybody was intermarrying, too.
People were doing that. People just like now, just like you go anywhere else, you know, maybe the blacks had it harder than us, you know, but... I mean, look, everybody's had a suffer.
Look, nothing was perfect. There was discrimination. But you go down to Mexico, no matter who you are, and try to set something up, you're going to get discriminated against. That's tribalism. But I've really studied this history, and I agree with you. That's what's so sick about this, Texican, is that do you agree with me, though, that the federal government is injecting this because they're scared of these new Hispanics whose culture fits into our republic actually becoming what they would call right-wing?
Well, you know, this government is completely corrupt, and it's just, like you said, it's just, it's not even our government anymore. I mean, why do you think my son wants to get out of the Air Force? He just doesn't. Everybody knows.
Exactly. People say, why do you support America? It's got all these wars and is evil. My America died when they killed Kennedy. That's really the mark. 1963 in Dallas, Texas. That's when the republic started dying. I want my republic back, and I want my neighbors to be whatever color they want. I just want them to be pro-freedom. I mean, my God, why did our country have half the wealth in the world with 4% of the population? Because we had more liberty. Liberty creates wealth. God bless you, Texican. I'm going to go fast to Raul, Bob, David, George, Joe, Ralph, and others. And again, this is what most Hispanics from my study are for. Freedom, liberty, the Second Amendment, private property. But the mainstream media is trying to make Mexicans, anybody that has a Mexican heritage, feel like they got to be part of this.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and branded M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You know, growing up in Dallas playing football and basketball and baseball, I didn't think this is a black kid, this is a Hispanic kid, this is a white kid. Things are worse now than they were back then. Because the media, if you're against government-run health care, written by the insurance companies, they call you a racist. They use it as a weapon. And now Robert Rodriguez has got a race war film where his own people that work for him who are Hispanic are concerned. Now it's just out in the open and the mainstream media covers it up. We have to make a decision. What side are we on? Are we for the Republic and the Bill of Rights? It isn't perfect, but it's better than everything else. I mean, how could kids in San Francisco at a high school, and the media didn't even say this for 3 days, it was later on MSNBC, that 3 of the 5 kids that were kicked out were Hispanic, and that there were their Hispanic parents going, look, they're Americans. They're allowed to wear American flags. They're sick of all this Mexico stuff. I mean, even if you believe Mexico previously really had the Southwest, and even though the French had it and the Russians had California, and nobody could hold it. Still, why would you want this to be Mexico? Look at it. It's our Bill of Rights that's so precious. And let's just go back to your calls. Raul in California, what's your view on this, sir?
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
My name, an awesome download. I just want to thank you so much for what you do on Eddie Jones. First of all, I'm so pissed off. I'm so disgusted of what Latinos are doing down in the South. They make my race being a Mexican a disgrace, you know?
Well, it's the media doing that. It's the media that's setting all this up. I mean, it's like they're putting two pit bulls in a cage to kill each other, and we need to realize that. Go ahead.
Exactly. One thing that all these Latinos, they're not educated, Alex Jones, because I even asked my parents, what do you think was going on in this world? And they start going off, what the gringos are doing this, blah, 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 blah. And I told them, look at what you guys are saying. You guys are blaming the gringos. It's not them. It's this new world order that's being into place, and they're raising nonsense policies, put them into place so they could have everybody distracted on these policies instead of what is the real issue in hand. We should be dealing with this new world order and later on deal with immigration, deal with gay marriages, deal with anything else. We should be dealing with these people first and bring them to justice.
Exactly. Look, it's a North American Union. They say in the North American Union documents they'll use racial strife to just get rid of the border entirely, and then we'll all just be slaves.
Exactly. And get on my nerves. Me, myself, I can't. I immigrated to the United States when I was a year old. I got my green card when I was 5 years old. And then 2 years ago, I became a citizen. I earned my citizenship for serving in the military for 4.5 years. You know, and it gets on my nerves that we're fighting this ridiculous, bogus war when reality is something else, you know?
Let me ask you this question, Raul. When you talk to your Hispanic friends, are you seeing pressure to force them into this whole Raza communist movement, or what are you seeing?
Pretty much it's the same thing, you know. They tell me you're a traitor. You're a traitor. Why are you saying this? And it's like, I even tell them, do you really want the same type of government in the United States? Do you want communism in the United States? Do you want organized crime from Mexico in the United States? You know, and I don't want it. Exactly. That's what you're doing. By you saying all this, that means you're promoting the Mexican agenda, the New World agenda, into the United States. And that's what we don't want. You know,
well, let me ask you this question. Exactly. We have the globalists running Washington and then attacking from all sides. What would you like to say to Robert Rodriguez, though? Because this is a guy that's made hundreds of millions of dollars He's filthy rich, and he is, from the Hispanics I've talked to, that's who warned me about this, people that work with him, they believe this is going to actually create division and hurt Latinos.
Pretty much all I want to tell them is, it's not about being Mexican, it's not about being black, being white, being Asian, being black, it's about humanity. It's about understanding that once you promote this hatred against racism and into society, you're automatically giving the way for the devil to do his
deeds. I appreciate your call. Great points. I mean, we can play the clips. That's what's promoted on the colleges and the universities and the schools, is that whites are the devil and must be driven out. What do you think whites are going to do? They're going to start going after Hispanics. I mean, it is, the globalists are putting us in a cage like pit bulls to kill each other. And I want to deal with that. I want to give the number out to Troublemaker Studios when we come back from break, so you can call Robert Rodriguez and let him know what you think about this new film, Machete, this folk icon who kills the gringo. What is your view of this? Are you concerned about this? Because if there is violence, there's already violence, but if there's violence that comes out of this, it's just going to be horrible. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Bob in Carolina. Don't know what Carolina, but from Carolina. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Over there, Alex Jones!
Hey, buddy.
Alex, First of all, I'd like to say don't give up the enchiladas or the tacos because I know you love them. secondly, I'd like to say that we love white people. We don't want to fight with the white people. All my Hispanic, Mexican, you know, whatever, we don't want to fight.
Well, let me just say, the average white person is a thumb-sucking, guilty person who thinks they're evil. So believe me, the white people don't want to get you either. But they are starting to get scared.
Yeah, and that's what it's for. I mean, I've seen it in L.A. Look, I grew up in L.A. with those 14 gangs in my school. My father was a principal at LAUSD. There's only so many roads that Hispanics can go down. And from what I've seen growing up, you can either be in a gang or you can be educated in a La Raza style education system that is basically communist. It's a basically, LA Unified is a basically communist system, and they teach basic socialism communism.
That's, and again, that's the big bankers that have done that. They've only given Hispanics the road to be communist with the big banks funding it. Can't people see that, that the big banks don't want Hispanics to be part of America and be gun-toting, private property-owning members of freedom?
Absolutely. And for the Hispanic people, I mean, look, there's bad people that are white, that are black, that are Hispanic. That's just the way it's going to be. And there's good people that are white, that are black, and that are Hispanic. And the good people need to stand up, and they need to speak out, and they need to stick together, because that's what it's going to come down to.
Well, I agree, but listen, it's more than that. There's great political power, as Hitler proved, through racial politics. Well, where are the Hispanic leaders that are going to lead the conservative, libertarian, patriot way? I mean, again, they're moral, so they're not out looking for power. They need to. We need powerful Hispanic leaders that are anti-New World Order that I and Ron Paul and others can support. I would do it instantly. I would promote them for office. I would get them campaign donations. Look, I wouldn't care if the whole Congress was 500 Hispanics. If they give me freedom and cut my taxes, I don't give one you know what. I want freedom, and I can't believe the big banks are turning the Hispanics into an army of New World Order socialism. It's dangerous.
It is dangerous, and the other thing I'd like to inject here is that also Hispanics do not have the leaders, like you said. We don't. If you look on, you know, TV or the movies or anything like that, we don't really have a whole lot of leaders to look up to.
We need them. God bless you. I'm out of time. More calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Tomorrow, I'm going to have, again, when we don't have guests on, we have a couple big guests tomorrow, nothing but Hispanic callers. I want to hear more of this. This is making me feel a lot better. Oh, thank God. Oh.
Oh. Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Webster Tarpley has a doctorate of history and economics. He's a best-selling author. We sell all four of his books at Infowars.com. We have a new film out, by the way, made by William Lewis, which is Don't Tread on Me, now available at Infowars.com, about states' rights, 10th Amendment. We need to be part of a tribal gang mentality, but not on race. Bill of Rights, Constitution. Tarpley will be on with us during the weekday show for a full hour this week. I'm going to do this full segment with him, part of the next, and I'm going to jam in David, George, Joe, Ralph, and a few others commenting about how the media, Hollywood, is trying to create racial division between Hispanics, whites, and others, of the great game of division. But Robert Rodriguez, the accomplished director, is here in Austin, Texas, and he has made a new film called Machete that basically invokes race war from the trailer, and I've talked to people on his staff about it. I'm going to reach out to him this week. I don't want you to be hateful, but especially Hispanics that want to let him know what they think about what he's doing and how this may cause a backlash against Hispanics. The number is 512. It's good to call them today and tomorrow when they're there. 512-334-7777. That's 512-334-7777. Or fax 512-391-1529. Again, that's fax 512-391-1529. Or if you want to write them a letter, it's 4900 Old Manor Road, Austin, Texas, 78723. Because I don't think he's a bad guy. I talked to a few film directors I know him. I talked to a Hispanic film producer that I'm good friends with, and he said, look, Rodriguez, you know, just thinks this is a fun exploitation film. But he's being played here. 4900 Old Manor Road, Austin, Texas, 78723. But to also call him tomorrow and you know, just explain to him what's going on here. That's very, very important to do. Let's go to Webster Griffin Tarpley, because White House doesn't rule out sabotage in Thursday's wild Wall Street plunge. Tarpley, 2 years ago, during the last plunge, predicted that by 2010, we would see the stimulus money run out. He's on record. He's in Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic. One film made over a year ago, 1 6 months ago, saying everything that's now happened. And so he's here to break down what he thinks happened in the market Thursday with a 1,000-point drop, and what's happening with Greece, what the IMF and World Bank are doing. Goldman Sachs now in the emails, premeditatedly doing this as a financial bomb. They want to wreck. It's the false banker economy against the real economy of Main Street. That's the real enemy, and that's why they want us racially divided, fighting with each other. Webster, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. How are you?
Good. You've got the floor. Break down your intel on the 1,000-point plunge and what's happening right now globally.
First of all, on the 1,000 points in 10 minutes on Thursday afternoon, you got to realize that a panic was already there. You had a pre-existing panic, meaning that you had a lot of people dumping assets. And in particular, it's likely that some of the hedge funds, some of the hyenas in this hedge fund wolf pack that attacks Greece and others, there are some hedge funds who bet wrong, and they were very likely dumping assets, panic distressed sales of assets into an already panicked market. Now, it's made worse by the fact that you've got these new things, at least relatively new. Program trading has been around for 10 or 20 years, but now you've got high-frequency trading and flash trading, and these are computer trading programs that go thousands of times a second, even more than that. So you've got somebody dumping assets, and then as this panic is building, you're getting what you already had in 1929. This part is not new. You've got a lot of people who have put in stop-loss orders, and the stop-loss orders say, if the stock goes to X, then sell my shares at X. So as you start going through those stop-loss orders, you get a cascading, snowballing effect as it goes down. So you go down to 10,000, to 9,900, to 9,800, and wherever it ended up. Then, of course, the plunge protection team comes in. This is the most obvious thing in the world. The PPT, the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, and the way they do it usually is through futures in Chicago, where they buy the futures to updraft the market, right? They keep the price of the future in Chicago above the price of the stock in New York so that the program traders will then sell the future, buy the stock, and then with a couple of hundred million in Chicago, you can generate billions and billions of buying in New York. So that's what brought it back, if you will. The artificial part of this is the recovery, and I'm quite sure that within a week or two, we will get down to the same level that we just saw, because that's what you see when you've got a panicked market, right? It may go down to a certain level, then bounce up halfway, but then it'll be down there again quite soon. So that's a world panic, and I think that's what people should see. This is the second wave of the world economic depression. This is not a business cycle. This is not a recession. This is a breakdown crisis.
By the way, I mean, you've written a book on this many years ago. over 2 years ago, you predicted that it would start in Greece, go to Portugal, Spain. You're not here whistling Dixie. I mean, I want to just point out, Webster Tarpley is one of our chief economic advisors. You know exactly what you're talking about with the bona fides. What you've said has come true because you understand the technical facts at a deep level.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's a world economic depression and a disintegration. Now, the disintegration is this. We already had the disintegration of some banks, but now you're going to get the disintegration of the euro, a chaotic collapse, something that nobody should want. The chaotic collapse of the European Central Bank.
And by the way, this is now mainstream news. You were saying this 2 years ago. They laughed. Now they're saying in the New York Times the euro may disintegrate tomorrow.
Sure. The euro could be a matter of weeks or months. I would also point that the British pound, because of the position of the British pound.
They're saying Britain's next to fall, yeah.
That they will be sucked into this maelstrom, this whirlpool of bankruptcy and hedge fund speculation. The other thing, though, is once you get the British pound going down and the British banks, that also brings down the euro-dollar market. There's a huge mass of trillions of U.S. dollars that have been sitting in London.
Yeah, the carry trade. And London is now bigger than New York financially.
Right. So the euro-dollar market, and of course, the euro-dollar is just the same as any other dollar when it comes to a market. So you've got this problem of a whole bunch of dollars that are beyond the reach of the U.S. government, and the British regulatory regime is worth some nothing. The other thing is interbank lending in Europe has now frozen. It has seized up. In other words, when you get a systemic crisis, banks will not lend to each other. And this, it doesn't just mean Banco Santander or Banco de Bilbao of Spain or the various Italian banks. Unicredito is one of the biggest banks in the world. And it's probably reaching up to Deutsche Bank in Germany and Barclays Bank in Britain. Societe Generale, certainly in big trouble. BNP Paribas. These are all bank stocks that have lost 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% in the past week. But if they're seizing up, that means Wall Street is seizing up too. And we have this emergency conference. You can see how scared the European leaders are. The European finance ministers are meeting in Brussels right now, and they're coming up with what they call the defense fund against the wolf pack. The wolf pack would be the hedge funds.
But the wolf pack is them. They're all chief members or former heads of the wolf pack.
More or less. But here's the idea. If you wanted to stop this, there are some things you can do. If you're under attack by hedge funds, you ban hedge funds. If the hedge funds are using credit default swaps, you ban those.
Okay, we know what they should do, but what are they saying they're going to do?
Well, they're going to come up. They came up with $150 billion for Greece, and that's now going through. And now they're going to have $645 billion. It's 500 billion euros, basically. So $650 billion U.S. dollars. To defend the euro against these hedge fund hyenas and zombies.
And this is overnight. I mean, as soon as Greece got the 164 billion or whatever, you say 150, now they need 600 billion. And of course, I've been reading that more than half this money's coming from the American taxpayer.
Well, you can figure that whenever the IMF gets into the act, the IMF board just approved 40 billion U.S. dollars for Greece. So the U.S. taxpayer is on the hook for at least one-fifth of that, so call it 8 or 9 billion, a little bit less than one-fifth. The other thing is, of course, the U.S. has a $100 billion line of credit to the IMF, so they could start drawing that down.
All right, stay there, Webster. Webster, I'm going to set you up for a full hour this week, if you can do it, so we can really give you a lot of time to go over this, because you're one of our leading experts. But in the few minutes we've got left on the other side, versus what you think they should do, the sanity, what they're going to do, and what you're predicting is going to happen on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com.
or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Both these films, The Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, I had Nightline here a week ago. They've got a Wednesday night piece about these films on Nightline to give you an idea of the effect they've had. Over 50 million downloads online. That's got to scare the system. Webster is our big financial expert on these. Everything he said came true. Webster, I want to jam in a few calls here at the end. You're back with us. What, he's back on Tuesday or Thursday with us for an hour? Tuesday for an hour in the last hour of the syndicated weekday show. But in the last 4 minutes I've got with you, you've got the floor, and I'm not trying to brag here. It's just everything you've said has happened exactly as you said it would happen. You always love to warn people with your solutions. We know they're not going to listen to those. We'll have you on Tuesday about solutions. Tell us where you see this going.
Well, first of all, the bailouts do not work. Austerity does not work, right? Gouging the lifeblood of the Greek people will make no difference at all in this, because that doesn't have anything to do with anything. I think you're going to see the chaotic collapse of the euro. You're going to see panic runs on the euro, flight capital out of the euro. You're going to see the breakup of the euro as countries like Greece go back to the drachma so they can devalue and somehow try to save themselves. And eventually you'll
And for that to happen, there'll be an overthrow of the Greek government.
Yeah, which wouldn't be a bad thing, because this guy's a British agent, right? The Papandreou family are famous British agents in Greek history. Germany is dependent on exports and China, and I think Germany is going to get itself into quite a fix, too. Germany is also quite highly indebted.
That's another question. Why is – I want you to get into what's going to happen, but I'm Merkel is now calling them evil, wicked. She's using all these terms, insidious, deceptive bankers, but she still voted for it.
Right. That's the demagogy of the European leaders, is that they should be attacking the banks and the hedge funds instead of attacking the people of Greece, and they lack the political courage to do it. In other words, this is a crisis caused by globalization, caused by Soros. It's caused by hot money, casino economy, derivatives, all the stuff that we know. It has nothing to do, really, with the fact that Greeks may retire at 50 or 60 or whenever they retire. Anyway, the breakdown, the chaotic collapse of the European currency, the euro, the chaotic collapse of the European Central Bank, a lot of these countries going into severe depression and social unrest. Then, kicking over, the chaotic panic runs on the British pound, plus then the connection is the euro-dollar market. When those banks go bankrupt in London, they'll start dumping euro-dollar assets. That may be the thing to sink the dollar. We always thought it would be China dumping the dollar or somebody else like this. I think it's likely to be the British. That would be true to form for them. And then, of course, when that happens, then you've got a dollar crisis in the U.S. I would think you've got to think about panic runs on the Federal Reserve.
Remember, but doesn't the dollar go up at first as Europe falls, and then about a week later or a month later it plunges?
Yes, right. I mean, right now we're in the fool's paradise phase where they say, oh, we saved the dollar by wrecking the euro. Too bad. It is one world economy, and this is going to bring down the dollar. Panic runs on the Federal Reserve. We had panic runs on the Federal Reserve New York branch in March of 1933, so much so that the New York branch had to borrow from the Chicago branch, and the Chicago branch didn't want to do it. Ultimately, I think you're going to see panic runs on the International Monetary Fund and the Bank for International Settlements. In other words, the destruction of all major institutions. And I think this, my view of it is that this stuff is not planned. In other words, this is a chaotic breakdown.
But isn't, well, here's the problem. I agree with you. They're out of control, which is even more scary. Isn't the default position start a big war once that happens?
It's possible, yes. I guess we have to think about that, too. In other words, the Anglo-Americans in particular have this penchant for when they get into a fix like that. One way you can freeze the markets, in other words, you can impose capital controls, exchange controls, and all the rest of it, is if you have a war, because then you have political cover for doing it. And that might be their way to do it. Much better to do it in advance. Do it now. Debt moratorium for Greece. Herbert Hoover in 1931 had the sense to freeze debt between the United States and Europe. He tried to stop the Depression. The French sabotaged him. This time the Germans are sabotaging. So we need debt moratorium, debt freeze for Greece, for Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Italy. Just tell them to stop paying their international debts, those governments. And then the other thing is freeze international payments on derivatives. We got 1.5 quadrillion of toxic derivatives.
You got to triage that.
Freeze them. Just freeze them.
Well, Webster, they're not going to do that, clearly. They're going to continue to.
No. Again, if Herbert Hoover, of all people, right, the most hidebound, if he could say that Germany, Britain, France, and the United States are going to freeze all intergovernmental financial debt in 1931. Anything is possible.
Do you think Merkel going after the banks, at least verbally?
I don't see Merkel. I see Sarkozy, because this is Sarkozy's demagogic position, is that he's the guy who's tough on the banks. And I see Berlusconi joining in, because Berlusconi will be bankrupt if he doesn't. Italy is not at the top of the list, but getting towards the top now. After Spain, Italy, for example.
All right. And time frames, weeks, months till we see this?
Normally, the timetable, this depression has been behaving pretty much like the last depression. So we had a year and a half between the first big crash and now the collapse of Europe. In 1931, the collapse of Europe took 6 months from Austria, Germany to Britain. When Britain defaulted on gold in September 1931, that was the end of the European banking system. And then we had the third wave, which was the banking panic in the U.S., right, when every bank shut down between the end of 32 and the beginning of 33.
So we're talking about a 2.5, 3-year period?
I think this time, though, it seems to me that the...
Well, no, we're already 2 years in, so another year.
We're a year and a half, more or less, in. But I think this time the distance between the second wave, where we are now, we're in the beginning of the second wave, the distance between the second wave and the third wave is much less. because we have derivatives and we have this euro-dollar market and we have a more integrated economy. The other thing that's fighting against that, though, is these huge bailouts, which we didn't have in 1931, which do tend to slow things down a little bit. So I would say at most, within 6 months, Europe will be completely collapsed, and then a panic run on U.S. banks within about, a year and a half from now.
All right, Webster.
Very most. I think less.
Webster Tarpley, Doctor of Economics, great track record of predicting this. We'll talk to you for a full hour on Tuesday. God bless you.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, now, shifting gears again the last 3-4 minutes. I apologize to callers. We got to most of you, but Stefan, Cliff, Mike, Jeremy, I'll get to you. George, Joe, Ralph, I'm going to try now. I had open phones for Hispanics. All this videos of the communist La Reconquista is being given media support. Film director Robert Rodriguez making basically a race war film, Machete, coming out in September. Are they concerned about this? What do they think about it? George in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, George. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes. How you doing today, Mr. Jones?
I'm doing okay, buddy. What's up?
Well, here's what I think about the whole thing. It's a double-edged for me because you guys have a point. I mean, I came here from Honduras when I was about 3 years old, and we naturalized. That's the way to do it. That's the way you got to do it, especially if you want to be part of this great state. I mean, this great country, you know? And then coming and pouring in by the thousands, the millions, maybe, I'm not sure. It's sucking up all the resources, and we're going into debt. It's like an agent of chaos. Yeah, and that's what it's going to do. I'm over here in Washington, right, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, maybe it's just like the border states. But no, this thing is going everywhere. It's reaching out all over the country. Like, if you look up Seattle police beat down innocent Hispanic man, you're going to see what's going on. Like, this thing is reaching all over the place, and it has to stop.
Now, we're
going to
cover that tomorrow, the cops stomping on the Hispanic guy's hand for no reason, and then they're making it like it's racial. If you're wearing a cowboy hat, they call you redneck when they're white cops kicking you. If you're black, they call you, and they're calling him something racial. That's because police have been trained to act like this, period, and that's going to be used racially. I agree with you, and it's wrong. It's wrong. Let's talk to Joe in Los Angeles. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. My family came here from Cuba for me to have freedom and my family to have freedom. And what I think is this is the whole thing is a setup. Like you said, they're trying to make us fight each other. I think it could go as far as escalating into a war with Mexico, which will probably play into the global trends regardless. But what I want to say to the guy who made that film is if he believes that communism is good and he's going to import that into this country, and he's going to make a lot of enemies from the Hispanic community who came here for freedom. You know, I came here for freedom, or my family came here for freedom, and I see it disappearing literally by the minute here. And we have people like this coming over here trying to destroy America, and it pisses me off.
No, I hear you. All I want is freedom. I could care less what color my neighbors are, but when my neighbors start saying I'm evil and communism's good and my guns need to be handed in, they're making me their enemy, and I'm trying to stop this. But I feel good, though, because we opened the phones up. We didn't screen the calls. We just said only Hispanics. But nobody called in supporting La Raza and Mecha. But the issue is it's a language barrier. People that are Americans and have chosen to join that tribal group, which nullifies race and makes it about ideas, they all agree with freedom. The problem is we need Hispanic leaders who speak Spanish to reach out and wake up the Hispanic community. The problem is the big banks and the government are trying to radicalize them. Great point. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the
the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.